Good Monday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by CTIA. This is the 16th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. President Donald Trump is observing a moment of silence at the White House and then going to the Pentagon. He'll receive a hurricane briefing at 11, and then his schedule is clear for the rest of the day. The House is out today due to Hurricane Irma. The Senate is in. Now that Congress has averted a government shutdown and debt default, there's one big piece of legislation lingering this month, reauthorizing the FAA. It's a must-pass bill, so don't be surprised if you see Democrats and some Republicans trying to load it up with hurricane money or language to try to fix DACA. Alex Eisenstadt with a big scoop this morning. Steve Bannon is planning primary challenges to a host of sitting senators. He met last week with Danny Tarkanian, who could challenge Dean Heller in Nevada. Tarkanian has lost several races for office, and Mitch McConnell, who keeps a close eye on the NRSC, has won many. Speaking of Bannon, he was on 60 Minutes last night where he declared war on the Republican Party, saying he will work to ensure GOP lawmakers are loyal to the president. He lambasted Republican leaders who he intimated gave Donald Trump bad advice at the outset of his presidency. Two stories on Paul Ryan this morning, one by Rachel Bate and Kyle Cheney, which says Trump's deal with Democrats bolsters the speaker for now. Another in the New York Times by Cheryl Stolberg says Ryan has emerged stronger from this incident. There's going to be a lot of talk about the House Freedom Caucus, which perpetually complains about Republican leaders, but no one is gunning for the speakership as of now, and there's no evidence anyone else could win. Ryan is safe for the time being. In the darkness of night last night, Hurricane Irma tore through the Tampa Bay area. Florida's beginning to take stock of the damage in the Sunshine State. Spotted at Arthur Ashe Stadium last night, Senator Mark Warner and Eric Cantor. Sean Spicer was in first class in the Acela from Washington to New York. Happy birthday to Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Secretary, who turned 60 today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.